When they reached the meadow, the perfume of the flowering trees hit their nostrils. Under any other circumstances, Anakin would have paused to drink in the beauty of the spot. After growing up on a desert world, he was often overwhelmed by simple things such as flowers and grasses. The trees had slender triangular trunks, but the branches were thick and wide. The flowers were so large and dense that the top of each tree was a waving mass of frothy pink. Anakin scanned the meadow, alert for trouble. But instead, he saw Ren sleeping under a tree. "Master, I see him." Obi-Wan paused. "Something is not right," he murmured. "I get no sense of the Force from Ren." Anakin frowned. His master was right. Obi-Wan took a step forward, but it was not in the direction Anakin had been looking. "Master?" Anakin saw that his master had headed toward Ren. But this was a different Ren, sleeping under a different tree. And then Anakin saw another Ren, and another, and another. None of them were the real Jedi. They were merely a projection of his image. "Holograms," Obi-Wan said. "All of them?" Anakin asked. He looked at his master. There was no way to know. Chapter 11. "Stay here and don't try anything," Obi-Wan warned Florian Dane. "We will handle this." "Be my guest," Dane answered, his eyes darting to the many wrens. "Telek wants us to run into the meadow," Obi-Wan murmured to Anakin. "He wants us to race from one image of Ren to another, so we won't." They didn't need to. They would use the Force. Obi-Wan and Anakin reached out and gathered it around them. A fellow Jedi was in danger. That made their connection to the Force even stronger, made their ability to gather it more urgent. Obi-Wan felt the power of Anakin's grasp of the Force. As always, it staggered him. He scanned the meadow once more, and this time he knew which of the images was not an image, which one was Ren. When he looked directly at Ren, he felt the answering surge. Anakin had also honed in on the real Ren. The sound of Obi-Wan's lightsaber leaving his belt was no more than a whisper. His leaving his spot was no more than a disturbance of the air. Yet he was gone, across the meadow, racing toward Ren. He could feel rather than hear Anakin behind him. Suddenly, Ren's body snapped into the air. Obi-Wan watched, his heart in his mouth, as Ren was hoisted up into the trees. There was no question in Obi-Wan's mind that Ren must have been given a paralyzing drug of some kind. He could tell by the boneless way Ren's legs and arms flopped, as if he were a puppet. Rage bloomed in his chest. Obi-Wan absorbed it and let it go. He did not need rage to fight this. He needed discipline. Calm. He anticipated the attack before it came. He had known Telek was luring them on, but he did not care. He was ready to meet the bounty hunter. He had just not expected the attack to come from above. A shower of poisonous darts rained down from the trees. "Flechette canisters," Obi-Wan told Anakin. He shifted his focus to the branches over his head. Now he could see Telek. He was a long-limbed being with hooked fingers and toes, making him adept at climbing and swinging through the trees. Perched on the branches were also flocks of birds. Their feathers were the same bright pink as the flowering trees, allowing them to blend into their surroundings. They were almost as big as Anakin, with large wings folded back against their bodies. As Telek moved from branch to branch, the birds began to squawk angrily. Obi-Wan leaped to catch a branch high overhead, then swung himself up into the trees. A bird pecked his hand, drawing blood. He swung up to the next branch. The tree was easy to climb, since the branches were wide and flat. He could see Telek trying to scamper away, firing another shower of darts at him over his shoulder. Anakin swung himself into a tree close by. He climbed up onto another branch, then another. High above the ground, the branches were close together, and they would be able to leap from one tree to another to pursue Telek. But where was Telek headed? Obi-Wan wondered as he climbed. He watched Telek jump to another tree and realized what he was doing. Telek was leading them closer to Ren. The closer Obi-Wan got to Telek, the more he would bring Ren into the range of fire of the darts, and Ren would be unable to deflect them. What is his objective? Obi-Wan wondered. How was he planning to catch the Jedi? The possibilities flew through Obi-Wan's mind, presenting themselves so quickly it was as though they appeared all at once. Ren himself is booby-trapped. There is another trap in Ren's tree. There is a trap on the logical progression to Ren's tree. There is no trap. Telek is planning a surprise move with the flechette canister or another weapon. The question is, how can I surprise him instead? Anakin leaped from his tree to the next one, deflecting a shower of darts with a series of quick lightsaber moves. Obi-Wan leaped to another tree, still considering his options. Suddenly, his mind cleared out, leaving a space without sound. He knew what would follow. Qui-Gon's voice. Often, it arose in his mind just when he was most confused or uncertain.
Use everything you have. Use the ground. Use the sky. Use what is around you.
Another bird suddenly squawked by his ear. Obi-Wan deftly moved to the left as the bird struck out with a long, pointed beak. Another bird leaped closer on the thick branch, screeching at Obi-Wan. He realized that he had almost stumbled into a nest. No wonder the birds were so furious. He quickly jumped to the branch of the next tree. He didn't like the grounds of this battle. Telek was adept at navigating the trees. He had chosen his ground wisely. And Obi-Wan couldn't help the nagging suspicion that somehow Telek was luring them into a trap. They would have to get him first. But how? Another bird squawked overhead, its mate joining it to circle above a nest.
Use everything you have.
While he deflected more darts from the flechette canister, Obi-Wan searched the branches near Ren's tree. Obviously, Telek was trying to drive them there. He was being clever about it. He was trying to make them think that he was attempting to keep them away from the tree. But Obi-Wan knew better. There. He saw it. A large nest near Telek, guarded by two birds. That would do. He did not have time to communicate his plan to Anakin. He would have to trust that his Padawan would get the idea. Obi-Wan jumped from his tree to the next, and the next, following the route he felt sure Telek wanted him to follow. He kept his lightsaber activated, swinging at the darts to clear his way. He could hear Anakin behind him jumping from tree to tree. When they were closer to Telek, Obi-Wan swung off to another tree to his right. Anakin hesitated, then moved in the opposite direction. It was not the first time that Obi-Wan was grateful for his Padawan's excellent instincts. Time and again, Anakin would read Obi-Wan's strategy faster than Obi-Wan ever expected. Moving fast now, the two Jedi leaped from tree branch to tree branch. Obi-Wan could not see Telek's face, but he could tell by his movements and the frantic bursts from the flechette canister that the bounty hunter was unnerved. As Obi-Wan grew closer, Anakin swung out to the side so that Telek was forced to move back, exactly where Obi-Wan wanted him. Obi-Wan gathered the force. It would be a difficult leap, bypassing one tree to land on another. But it was the only way to surprise Telek enough to get him to leap to the next tree. Obi-Wan jumped. The speed and power of the move surprised Telek. Obi-Wan saw the shock on his face as he stumbled on the wide branch, then awkwardly leaped to the next tree. At the same time, Obi-Wan changed direction in mid-air. He collided with Telek, sending the bounty hunter sailing straight into a bird's nest. The birds erupted in wild, furious calls. Two small baby birds lifted their heads and tried to flap their wings at the intruder.